Thank you for tuning in once again. I want to talk about a topic today that's really popular in the church. I hear it discussed quite a bit. I know there's a lot of wide-ranging opinions on it, and I want you to think about it as well. Maybe pause the video here in a minute and think about it before I get on into it. My topic today is, what is the love of God? Yeah, you know, I've pondered on that myself quite a bit. I've heard a lot of things brought to my attention, and I've weighed them out. And I was, at one time, there was a season I was really, you know, pondering over this and wanting God to give me understanding of what His love is, since I was hearing so many different opinions. This is what the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Where in my word do you hear me tell what my love is?" Well, He definitely got my attention, as He does when He speaks to me. And the first scripture that came to my mind was John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, a lot of times when I hear that scripture talked about, the focus is on Him of giving of His Son, and that is absolutely a part of it. But the way the Lord began bringing it to me was I began to see that by sending His Son, His love for us was that He made the way of reconciliation back to Him. That is actually what His love did. His love made the way back to Him. We've been separated from God. You know, I believe it was the last video I spoke about God's love for man and how He created man to inhabit fully. Well, Adam, you know, messed that up. And we were separated from God, but Jesus came and made that reconciliation, that way back to the Father. That's really what God's love is making that reconciliation to Him. You know, while Jesus was here on this earth, He demonstrated God's love, not just in His kindness, but in the healing. He destroyed the yokes. He healed the brokenhearted. All of those things, those good things that He did while He was here. And that is our example. Jesus is our example in every way. He was the manifestation of God here on this earth. It was God manifest in the flesh. That's what the Word tells us. He was here demonstrating everything that God is. And that making that reconciliation, that way back to the Father. What love for us He has. And as I began really thinking along those lines, another scripture came to my mind. John 15:12. "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Verse 13. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." I'm not real sure if you've ever pondered over that scripture. I have heard it used in times and places. And a lot of times I've actually heard it in a natural context where perhaps someone in self-defense or in defense of another person has laid down their life to protect them. And that is great love, most definitely. But I get the aspect that this scripture here really goes beyond that in a more spiritual context. And I began thinking about that, and there's the scriptures that He gives us where we are to lay down our lives, we're to lose our lives for His sake, right? And to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow Him. Those scriptures, you know, to me, they come to mind if you want to tie them in with these scriptures. And I began to see, in all honesty, that the true love of God causes us to lay down our will just as Jesus laid down His will. Yes, Jesus naturally laid down His life and suffered on the cross, but before He could even get to that point, He had to lay down His will and His desire. That's part of that agony in the garden. Yes, I began to see that true love of God and for God will cause me to lay down my will and my desires for my life and the pursuit of my life for the pursuit of His will in His life. I began to really see that no greater love can I have for this world than to lay down my life and become like Him. I really began to see it that way. It resonated in my spirit. It put a drive and a determination in me and a focus and an understanding that if I want to take Christ into this world, I'm going to have to lay down my life. I'm going to have to lay down my will and lay down my desire and put my passion towards Him so that I become like Him. I want to walk as He walked. I want to be as He is. And I want that ability to take that deliverance into this world and destroy the yokes, make the people free, heal the brokenhearted, all the things that Jesus did. That's what I want my life to be. And there's no way to become that except to lay down our lives and let Him fully inhabit us. And that is an aspect of the love of God I had not seen before, but it is coming to a greater focus now. I want you to pray about that as well. I want you to see if the Lord will open your understanding in that same manner and see that there's no greater love of God than we can have than to lay down our life for our friends, for those around us, so that we can manifest that true and living God, that nature of Christ and all that He inhabits, that it can be in us and we take it out to this world. Boy, that is such a need right now. If you look around, as I've said before, there's a need in the earth. Somebody's got to bring Jesus to this world. Somebody's got to do it, and somebody's got to find that way. You talk about the love of God and manifesting the love of God. Let me tell you, you walk up to somebody and His Spirit moves on you to destroy those yokes and He makes that person free. You talk about love, that person's going to have never experienced love like that before. Don't you want to do that? Don't you want to take that out into this world? I know that I surely do. I want to leave you with those thoughts today. I want you to ponder them. I want you to pray about it. And let's just see where God's going to take us. Let's take this love of God to a whole new level. And let's take this love of God out into the world that we live in today. God bless, and we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.